So racism, I went with Webster's Dictionary. I was like, I wanted to stay away from anything controversial. So here's Webster's Dictionary definition of racism, which actually is quite good. So a belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. So, and systemic oppression, I'm going to give you another definition for that a little bit in a little few slides. All right, here we go. Institutionalized discrimination. So we hear these terms, institutionalized discrimination, systemic discrimination, systemic racism, and what does that mean? And I really, really love this definition from Small and Pager, which says deferential treatment by race that is either perpetuated by organizations and codified into law. I thought that was relevant, obviously, talking to a group of fellow attorneys, because sometimes we can forget that discriminatory practices can be baked in, often unintentionally, to our laws. But sometimes we as lawyers can forget that law isn't always the best tool for advancing equity. Certainly is a tool and should be used, but sometimes it's not. All right, so you might have seen this before, and there's all these different versions of it, but I'm using it just to highlight the differences between equality and equity. You will hear me use equity over equality. So equality is basically what the civil rights movement did, right? Separate but equal. We're going to give everyone the same thing. As you can see, there's three boxes, and we're going to make it fair in that way. But as you can see, that doesn't account for all the differences that people might have in their current situations. Equity is focused on, rooted in the fact that everyone has different circumstances and access to resources and power. So it takes into account our different circumstances, and it's focused on giving everyone the resources that they need to have an equal opportunity. And then this is one that I actually really love, that is a version of that. And this one is focused on liberation. So we just remove the fence. And so in what ways can we, as attorneys and as a profession, work to remove the barriers in the first place? And then here's microaggressions. And this one I always tell a little bit of a story about. So, you know, as this work kind of came into the public sphere and we started hearing it more, you know, sometimes the work that we do around diversity, equity, inclusion has its own language. It just like lawyers, we have our own language, right? And people can be afraid to say, like, I don't actually know what that means. And so for the longest, I would deduce from context clues what I thought people meant, but it was hard for me to really place it. And so microaggressions was one of those things. So it's the brief and commonplace daily verbal, behavioral, environmental indignities. I think that's a really important word. And it's whether it's intentional or unintentional. So a lot of times people want to be judged by their intent. I did not mean to offend you. And not by their impact, the fact that you did offend me. And so it can be unintentional or intentional. That communicate hostile, derogatory, or negative racial, gender, sexual orientation, and religious slights, and you could add a lot of other things, or insults to a targeted person or group. So this is what it can look like. Someone saying, wow, you did a really good job. You were so articulate. And I, as a black woman, would say, would you have said that to a non-black person? Would you have said that to a non-person of color? Or even in school, you go to your guidance counselor and you say, I want to be a brain surgeon. And your guidance counselor says, maybe you should choose an easier major. Those kind of little cuts that we get every single day, and all of us to some degree experience them, but some of us experience them around our identities, and some of us experience them a lot more than others. And so over time, those microaggressions can pile up and be really, really difficult to deal with, especially in the workplace when you also have to navigate professionalism and do you speak up? Do you not speak up? And what do you do about that situation? All right. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard of allyship. Everyone here, I'm sure, have heard of it. Allyship is great. You know, we think everyone should be an ally at base, right, to people who may not share your views, who you might not share their identities. Allyship is very, very important. But allyship a lot of times kind of stops at, I support you. I want equality for you. Equity for you would be great. I wouldn't stand in the way of that. But it doesn't actually move you into having to do something. So it's the, I don't hate people because I don't hate that group of people. At Rust Rebellion, we really try to move people from allyship to coagitation, which is using your privilege, power, and access to disrupt normative systems by sacrificing your social, financial, and personal capital for the benefit of, in service to, and alongside marginalized people. So that's moving into, I'm in this fight with you. I will sacrifice something for you. It is unburdening marginalized people. What this looked like, and I try to give as many examples as possible, what this looked like for me in a workplace setting was, there was a lot going on in the summer of 2020, but we certainly, I think, collectively had a bit of a racial reckoning. And to have coworkers who were not Black speak up and say, you know what, I think we're all having a difficult time processing what we've seen in the news, and we're all trying to make sense of it. But maybe Megan and my coworkers who look like me are experiencing it a little bit differently. We probably should be cognizant of that. Me not having to be the one to say it, me not having to be the one to bring it up, unburdened me in a time when I was really, really raw and in a lot of pain and really trying to process. And at the same time, so many times, we still have to show up, right? We still got to do the job. And so that's just one example.